Welcome to a new special series called The Bathroom Break. That extra 10 minutes you either have to listen to marketing tips or use the bathroom or both. But I don't recommend both, but that's your choice.
This collab is going to be super fun. We have Daniel Murray from the Marketing Millennials and me, Jay Schwedelson from the Do This Not That podcast and subjectline.com. Each episode in the series, we are going to go over quick tips about different marketing topics. And if you want to be in the bathroom, fine. Just don't tell us about it. Thanks for checking it out. We are bathrooming. That's an awesome verb. I don't know if it exists. I'm here. This is Jay Schwedelson, and I am with the man, the myth, and the legend, Daniel Murray from the Marketing Millennials. Daniel, are you ready for more bathroom time?
I am. Are you ready to get a tan soon? I feel like you're about to go. I actually already just bought a shirt that says Euro Summer on it, so I feel like I need to send you a Euro Summer shirt, and you need to wrap it on your right. Next fall.
Yeah, no, I'm going to go do a little traveling, but I will say there won't be a lot of tanning in my life because, you know, my wife's a dermatologist and she makes me wear sunblock when I'm indoors because she knows I'm near a window.
Yep.
And that's real.
It's real. I got my favorite sunscreen. I'll add this in here. I tell everybody and for guys who don't like sunscreen, Supergoop, my favorite. I use it and I've got at least 10 of my friends on Supergoop. It just feels like nothing. And protect your faces. One, Ari wants to protect my face so I don't get older. But I think she doesn't really care about the other stuff. But you know, there's also other bad things that happen when you don't put on sunscreen.
So. Are you like an affiliate marketer for Supergoop
or whatever the name of that thing? No, no. I'm just a raving fan. I wish Supergoop, if anyone in Supergoop is listening, please sponsor me. I am your raving fan.
There you go. Well, today we're going to be talking about frequency, and this is something that comes up a lot. How often should I post on social? How much is too much email? And I think that people have it all wrong. So, Daniel, hit us up. What is your take on when to do stuff and how much to do and not do?
I think the question really isn't not how much you should do. There is a limit on some platform. For example, if you're a personal profile and you're posting 5 posts on your personal LinkedIn page, it's just going to kill the reach on that. Just putting out content to put out content, just sending out an email, just to send an email, is not the way to do it, because so many people are trying to hit a marketing goal. And we all have been there trying to hit, I have to send out this email. I have to put out another piece of content. But there's such thing in the market called negative signal to your audience. And if you put out something that's below average or boring or not good or not relevant, you actually could turn off some raving fans on your list, on your social media, on wherever. And that's actually worse than hitting that marketing goal that you to hit, put out that piece of content. So I have a little barrier what I think before putting out content. And what I do is I say, well, would I send this to a group chat of my marketing friends or not? And that's my filter. Would they think this is interesting, inspiring, funny, whatever? And if the answer is no, I will not put out that piece of content.
I feel the exact same way. I cannot tell you how much it bothers me. It's so bad because I almost don't promote my own business and services enough, because I don't like sending out anything that's from my personal account or my personal newsletter that is self-serving, right? I don't like putting out a post that is a look at me post. Those are nails on a chalkboard. And I don't think it builds up the credibility with your audience, you know, when you do that. So the question when people say, well, I think the problem with our email, the reason our email is not doing well is because we're sending out too much. I think that is total garbage. I think that you can send out an email every single day if it's relevant and useful to the person you're sending it to, or you could send out an email once a month that is totally self-promotional and no one's going to want to interact with it because it's garbage. So relevancy and frequency are tied together. The more relevant you are, the more frequent that you are given a license to either send emails or post on social. And just stop making it all about you. You're boring. I'm boring. Nobody cares about us. They care about what's in it for them. I'm getting on a soapbox here.
it's their choice not to open that email, not open that email, read that content, read that, not that content. But if you have a standard that it is at least helpful, relevant, funny, inspiring, and have a standard for it, there's a flip side of this where I think people will overly be perfectionists on this. And I think that's a bad way to do it. But also, I think there's also a sloppy way to do it where you are overly selling. That's one thing. I think the topic you're putting out, nobody cares about in your audience and you only care about it. That is a problem. Nobody asks for that type of content. I think that it all comes down to one thing is being active in the communities you're in on social, seeing what people are posting, seeing what people, and then taking those insights. Because if you just put out, say, 365 emails to help someone become better at their job, and it's a small little tip a day, they'll love you for it. But if you put out, you just keep sending, hey, come to my webinar. Hey, we just launched a new product. Hey, this, they're just not going to, what's their incentive to open your email? Nothing.
Yeah. And to your point, if you have as part of your like, okay, my goal this year is I'm going to post 4 times a week on social media. That's a ridiculous goal. Your goal can't be frequency. Yeah, great. You want to make sure you're staying active. But if you have nothing to say, which by the way, you should always have something to say. If you have nothing to say, don't just post for the sake of posting. That's a recipe for failure. Unless you disagree, Daniel. What do you think?
Yeah, that's why I think when I tell people when they start to pre-write 20 to 30 posts before they start off, because I think I might go back and against myself a little bit on this, but I think there is a habit building portion of this, like just going to the gym for like sometimes when you working out, just going to the gym and stretching just gets you in the habit to get to the gym. Where I'm not saying is like if you go into the gym to eat a hamburger, that's not a good habit. You got to go to the gym for like with a purpose. So like if you're going to go post every day, it has to be a purpose for those posts. But I think posting more to show up, so make it a goal to not only post, be consistent, whether it's 3 days, 2 days, 4 days, 5 days, but be consistent with relevancy, like Jay said earlier.
Yeah. And the other thing is don't be afraid to post. I mean, people don't realize this, but for LinkedIn, for example, 95%, and this is a stat for real, 95% of the people on LinkedIn do not post. They are all voyeurs. They're all just looking. They're all seeing. You can stand out in a big way if you do post, if you do start your own newsletter. I mean, you can stand out just by being there. And so be relevant, show up, don't be boring. And if you have to go to the bathroom, go to the bathroom. Daniel, any parting words on today's bathroom break?
For anybody out there that bathroom shames their friend, that is a horrible thing to do. So if someone needs to go to the bathroom, just let them go to the bathroom.
You know, it's funny you say that because like my kids are, you know, they're in high school. And I think it is ridiculous that you have to be like, can I go to the bathroom? Like, that's not normal. We should live in a society where everyone should just be able to go to the bathroom when they have to go to the bathroom. This is ridiculous.
One of my classes in high school, you had hall passes and you only can use like a few to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Like what? Right. Some people don't shame people. If they need to go to the bathroom, they need to go to the bathroom. And then you tell people, and then the whole society says, stay hydrated. How are you supposed to stay hydrated if you can't go to the bathroom?
But by the way, I would say 99% of the time I went to the bathroom in high school, I was not actually going to the bathroom. I just was very bored or I was afraid to get called on because I was a moron. So there is that side, but still, you don't know. So you got to let the person go.
Yeah, well, I think you could spot a trend after a while that they're leaving during. I think there's a trend in there if you just sit down and talk or, but I think just bathroom shaming in general, your friends who need to go to the bathroom or are slowing you down because I need to go to the bathroom. Just let them go to the bathroom. The bathroom breaks are important in this world.
Wait, when we go and put a title on this episode, will you promise me that we could call it bathroom shaming is not right?
Yeah, bathroom shaming is not right. It's not the relevant thing to do.
Oh, I can't wait. I want to see that on everybody's like Apple and Spotify. I wanted to see it pop up.
All right. Well, once again, we've covered a lot of critical information on this bathroom break, and stay tuned next week for more really valuable tips from Daniel and I. Thanks, Daniel.
Make sure you wear your sunscreen, everybody.
Peace. Daniel, come on, man. I got to get back to work. Get out of there. All right. While he's still in there, this is Jay. Check out my podcast, Do This, Not That, for marketers. Each week, we share really quick tips on stuff that can improve your marketing, and I hope you give it a try. Oh, here's Daniel. He's finally out.
Back from my bathroom break. This is Daniel. Go follow the Marketing Millennials podcast, but also tune into this series. It's once a week, the bathroom break. We talk about marketing tips that we just spew out, and it could be anything from email subject line to any marketing tips in the world. We'll talk about it. Just give us a shout on LinkedIn and tell us what you want to hear. Peace out.
Later.